Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
You're getting smarter.
Hey there, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark, a staff writer here at HowStuffWorks.com. With me, as always, is my trusty editor, Chris Paulette. Chris, today I want to talk about lame duck presidents. Agreed?
Absolutely.
Okay, let me give a little background first on what a lame duck president is. 13 months is a really, really long time to do a lot of damage, basically robbing their constituency blind, right?
Well, you know, they have the opportunity to use the powers of office for all sorts of projects, and, you know, once they don't feel like they owe the voters anything anymore, they can vote any way they want to.
Exactly. Chris, it seems like there's somebody out there right now who's a lame duck. Their name's slipping my mind. Can you refresh my memory?
I think you're thinking of President George W. Bush.
Exactly. That's who it was. Tell us a little bit about his lame duck status, will you?
Well, you know, he's actually been fairly busy during his lame duck period. You know, I saw that people have been talking about his presidency entering the lame duck phase as early as the first part of 2007. So, you know, if that's true, obviously this is a subjective thing. But he would have been a lame duck for, you know, almost half of his second term in office.